WTN Radio Chicago, this is Bob Asher welcoming you to another hour and a half of great Saturday night entertainment. Starring Dow Hewitt, Archie the Arkansas Woodchopper, the Johnson Sisters, the Sage Riders, Harold Turner, yours truly Bob Asher, and tonight's special guest, the singing star of WTN's Country Fair Show, Elaine Rogers, and Jim Jam Jimmy James, all brought to you by Darling & Company, the International Harvester Company, and by Weathersfield Homes, here on the WGN Barn Dance.
Swing your lady round around here, party, swing her now, I'm gonna live like he's gonna get a little ride, you're gonna ride and lift it. Call cow, cash, swing, little lady with a one foot half, promenade, and you come around with a big foot up and a little foot down, like a deer with a walk on a frozen ground, you know where.
Well, friends, the first portion of tonight's WGN Barn Dance is brought to you by the International Harvester Company, manufacturers of equipment for farm and industry.
Here's power and power for lawns and gardens, the IHWCDEN, a lawn and garden tractor, international tractor. Easy is all your chores. It helps with lawn and garden work, with plows and blades and mowers.
Much, Edith, and now our barn dance is underway, friends, and we're tickled to be with you wherever you are all the way across this country. We would like to have you meet, first off, tonight, the king of the barn dance himself, Dolph Hewitt, who is hungry.
No supper tonight. My baby's left me. We had a fight. He wasn't doing me right. All my dough, left this house empty, and just for spite, no supper tonight. I tried and tried to give her everything she wanted, but what she wanted most was someone else, not me. So have a good time, don't hurry back, dear. Off goes the line. Someone else, not me. So have a good time. Don't hurry back in. Off goes the line. No supper tonight. Off goes the line. No supper tonight.
Thank you, Dolph. Thank you very much. Dolph Hewitt singing for us, No Supper Tonight. We'd like to have you hear a message now from our very good sponsor, the International Harvester Company, and here to tell you about a wonderful new product by International Harvester is the Farm Service Director of WGN, Orion Samuelson.
Very much, Bob, and a question for the folks. Who's saddled with the mowing, the gardening, and the yard work at your house? Dad, Mom, maybe brother or even sister? Well, no matter who it is, he or she may well remember this year of 1961 as the year of new freedom and leisure. Yes, there's new speed and ease for every lawn and garden job, thanks to the new International Cub Cadet, now at your International Harvester dealer. Have you seen it? Well, try it. An easy starter, the 7-horsepower Cadet handles like a car. You ride in unmatched comfort, and talk about handy. Well, whether it's plowing, tilling, mowing, clearing snow, hauling, you name it, there's a full line of Cadet-matched equipment to save you time on any job. Now, operating this mounted equipment is simple, with a handy control lever right by the steering wheel. Work around the yard was never easier. Freedom from long hours in yard or garden is as close as your phone. Call your International Harvester dealer. Ask him to bring out a new Cub Cadet for a demonstration. Then, keep it.
Thank you very much, Orion. And now to the microphone comes the pretty part of our show. Tonight we have sort of extra prettiness, but we won't bring that part out for a moment yet. We'd like to have you meet the regular pretty part now, the Johnson sisters, Ruth and Edith, and they say, I love to hear my sweetheart yodel.
I love to hear my sweetheart yodel. Yodel, a la de o de o. Someday I hope I'll hear him yodel. A la de o, I do. He lives in the hills of Kentucky, next door to the Martins and the Coys. I'll marry him someday if I'm lucky, at shooting my way through those boys. His bing, bang, hallelujah, too. There goes Martin or a Coy. Bing, bang, hallelujah, too. That fills my heart with joy. My sweetheart yodel. Yodel, hallelujah, dee-dee, hallelujah. Someday I hope I'll hear him yodel. Hallelujah, I do. He lives in the hills of Kentucky, next door to the Martins and McCoy. I'll marry him someday if I'm lucky, and choosing my way through those boys. It's bing, bang,
Ruth and Edith, the Johnson sisters, singing for us, I love to hear my sweetheart yodel. I'm kind of seeing double tonight. I notice here on the sort of the side front row, a pair of Nelsons. We have out in our part of the country the Weathersfield subdivision, which you hear us talk about later on the show. And Charlie Nelson is the father of two of the boys who you meet when you come out and look through the models to buy yourself a home. And he brought a friend of his, neighbor, who looks so much like him, people are getting him confused all the time. They're sitting right down here in front of me, and I keep thinking, well, I better speak to the triplets.
I'd like to rattle him for that suit, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you like to get that suit?
Yeah, boy.
Well, now, this one in the front is not Charlie. That's Charlie in the back.
Oh, that's Charlie over there.
They're identical twins. That's the problem that we have here. Well, I've given Jimmy Hutchinson time to get rid of the straight guitar and pick up the electric now, and everything's all ready to go. Here is Jimmy Hutchinson and Shortening Bread.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jimmy Hutchinson and Shortening Bread. And now here again with another word about our fine sponsor is Orion Samuelson.
Well, say, is lawn and garden work wearing you down? Well, don't let long hours of mowing, hoeing, and hauling eat up your leisure. Relax. Yes, relax and ride your work away. There's an eager new Cub Cadet tractor waiting now at your International Harvester dealer. An International Cub Cadet that's dependable, fast-working, and ready. Ready to take you for a comfortable, relaxing ride while it breezes through your garden and yard work. Call or visit your International Harvester dealer. Test drive the Cadet. Just get on and go. Plenty of pep in that 7-horsepower engine and easy to handle. Drives like a car. Accurate feather-touch steering lets you swing around shrubs and trees at straightaway speed. Just one handy lever controls the mounted tools and equipment. Get all the facts on the dependable Cub Cadet from your International Harvester dealer. Find out how easy it is to own. And then, put a cadet to work. You'll have more time to enjoy your home and family this summer and for many years to come.
Thank you, Orion. I'd like to send a song down to a little town in North Carolina tonight. Up on top of a mountain in North Carolina is a little town called Spruce Pine. And right on the outskirts of Spruce Pine is a great big farm with a couple of friends, the old barn dance, sitting there tuned in. Lula Bell and Scotty. And I'd like to sing Scotty's wonderful song. I just wish I could do it the way they do, but here's my version of Have I Told You Lately That I Love You. Thank you very much. We have, as I told you, lots of pretty folks on our big show tonight, and we'd like to bring the second portion of the pretty people up to the microphone now. This young lady is the star of the noonday program here, a big farm program called Country Fair. I hope you all tune in every day and listen to it, because you get all of the farm information that you could possibly use, and along with it, you get some wonderful entertainment. A goodly portion of it brought to you by the young lady who is our guest tonight. Her name is Elaine Rogers, and she's been with us now several times on the barn dance, and she's been listening to these girls yodel and decided that she would try tonight.
Why not?
So this is her debut as a yodeler. Watch out for anything.
Watch out.
Here comes Elaine Rogers.
Way up in New York City, they talk a different style. So busy making money, they ain't got time to smile. Well, it was so doggone crowded, and I felt so hemmed in there. I come back home to Texas to get a breath of air. Oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee, got the blues.
Sing the
is a pretty girl who doesn't mind looking ridiculous. I'll tell you. Elaine Rogers. Thank you very much, Elaine, and you can yodel for us anytime. Friends, the first person. The first portion of tonight's WGN Barn Dance is brought to you by the International Harvester Company, manufacturers of equipment for farm and industry. And we'd like to remind you to see your International Harvester dealer this week for a demonstration of the Cub Cadet, today's newest and most useful lawn and garden tractor. First portion of the show is brought to you every Saturday night by International Harvester Company. And remember to see your International Harvester dealer for...
A lawn and garden tractor.
An international tractor.
Cuts work and adds to play. Your IH dealer shows you how. See his Cub Cadet display.
Well, Archie just saved my life there. Well, I tell you what, friends, all of these boys and girls are available to you on personal appearances for the big shindigs in your hometown, so why don't you... Say, there's 90. We'll tell them where some of the group is going right now, huh?
Dolph Hewitt and Elaine Rogers and Eddie Hubbard. You know, they have this...
Big Chicago Pre-Fair.
Pre-Fair out on 47th and Damon Avenue, South Damon Avenue. Uh-huh. What do they call that? Back of the Yards?
Back of the Yards District.
Yeah. They'll, Dolph and the rest of them will all be there between 9:30 and 10. That's this coming Tuesday.
July 11th.
July 11th. Have a time there, I'll
sure.
Well, friends, it's been a long time since we've had an opportunity to introduce this young fellow to you, but we want you to meet again. That wacky wizard of the banjo, only he's saving that for later on in the program. Right now, he just wants to talk to you because it's been a long time since he's seen you. Here comes Cousin Jim Jam Jimmy James.
My name is Vincenzo Garamandino Raffaello Giuseppe Gamelli, second cousin of Garibaldi, hi-ho, Silva.
What do you say?
I better get out of that dialect. Well, I'm sure glad to be back. I haven't been any place, but I'm glad to be back. On a barn dance, I knew that eventually I'd be back on a barn dance because last time I was on the barn dance, the boss said, that Jimmy James has sure got something. And when he gets rid of it, we'll have him back. But I've been a lot of places since those days. I was home once. I mean back home. And I looked up a couple of old landmarks, you know. And they were married. And I went to Las Vegas. Oh, boy, there's a place. That's all they think about is money. And a sure way to get out of Las Vegas without losing money, I'll tell you. When you get off the airplane, walk into the propellers. With my luck, I even lost on the stamp machines. That's all they do. They all think about money. I went into a telephone booth. I put a dime in there. The operator came on. She says, I bet you 8 to 5 you get the wrong party. So I flew back. I got into the big airplane, my first experience. I sat there, and I've been listening and reading the papers how these planes falling here and there, and I'm a devout coward. I sat there. The stewardess, she came along. She strapped me into the chair, scared the daylights out of me. That's the way my uncle went, strapped in a chair. Pretty soon the engines start roaring, the wings start shaking. I looked out, I said to the man next to me, look at the people down there, they look like ants. He said, they are ants, we ain't left the ground yet. I got there about 10,000 feet, lightning, thunder, everybody getting sick all around me. Not me, boy. I passed out. Pretty soon I heard somebody say, bring them two. I said, bring me 4, I can use 6. So the stewardess came over, she said, what would you like, coffee or milk? I said, I'll take coffee, and my partner there, he said, I'll have milk. And about that time, the airplane dropped about 1,000 feet down, back up again, down again, up again. My partner, he got the coffee, I got the milk. Right in the puss. That scared the daylights out of him. He said, say a prayer. I said, I can't think of one. He says, well, do something religious. So I did. I took up a collection. I asked the stewardess, I said, what's going on up there? She said, we're in a terrible storm and the pilot is flying blind. I said, well, you get up there and sober him up. One time I looked out the window, there was a man with a parachute. He was coming down. He says, care to join me? I said, no, I'm doing all right in here. He says, well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm your pilot. We landed in Chicago, 500 people waiting for this airplane to come in. As the people got off, they cheered and they yelled. When I got off, they screamed. I unfastened the wrong belt. Next time I'll walk, and I'll see you all later. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you very much. Cousin Jim Jam, Jimmy James, just being a little funny for us here. Time for me to turn over the reins now to a boy who's about to sing you a song, but after he gets through with the song, he's going to run this shindig for a while. Here's that great big grin with legs, the happiest man in all radio, Arky, the Arkansas Woodchopper.
Thank you, Arky. Out in Arizona where the bad men are, the only thing to guide you is an evening star. And the roughest, toughest man by far is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. He got his name singing to the cows and sheep. Every night they sing the herd to sleep. In a bass so rich and deep, crooning soft and low, he always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings and back forward in the saddle on a horse. That's syncopated, gated, and such funny meter to the roar of his beater, how they run when he hears the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, stoop-shoot, son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Well, the rest of every Sunday, any Sunday, goes out to the village where he always goes. Every gal in town he chose, cause he's a ragtime bear. Now when he starts feeling on the dance hall floor, no one but a lunatic would start a war. Wise man though is 44, takes man dance more fair. He always sings rag music to the cattle as he swings back forward in the saddle on a horse. That's been painted, gated, and such funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when he hears the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, scootin', shootin', son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy. Oh, you love a cowboy, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Oh, no. Oh, my. How about that? Well, I was really a workhorse that time, Dolph. No kidding about that.
Say, we got a... This looks good on you.
Does it? Well, thanks, Jimmy. I'll try to wear it again. Why don't you get the group up here and kind of get together on a number, huh?
Okay, Arky, we've got one here that is very, very popular these days that we like an awful lot. We had it on the show a little while back, and some of you folks asked to have it back on, that we dug her out again. It's called Yellow Bird.
Yellow bird, up high in banana tree. Yellow bird, you sit all alone like me.
Did your lady friend leave the nest again? That is very sad, making me feel so bad. You can fly away in the sky away.
You're more lucky than me.
I also had a pretty gal. She's not with me today. They all the same, the pretty gal. Make them the nest and they fly away.
Yellow bird, high in banana tree. Yellow bird, you sit all alone like me.
Better fly away in the sky away. Thicker color soon, thick from night to noon. Black and yellow you like banana too.
They might pick you someday.
Wish that I was a yellow bird. I fly away with you. But I am not a yellow bird, so here I sit, nothing else to do.
Yellow bird.
In just 2 minutes with a lot more fun and music on the WGN Barn Dance after the late headline news here on WGN Radio, first in sound, first in service, first in sport.
Hi, Bob Asher again, back at the WGN Barn Dance, where we've got a lot more fun and entertainment for you as we start the second portion of tonight's big show. Your master of ceremonies, Arky, the Arkansas Woodchopper.
Well, we're having fun tonight, too, aren't we? We sure are. Here's one of the big reasons we got the boy up here and the Johnson sisters. With a French tuning there on his accordion. Well, I've had a couple of firsts this week. The first time I ever tried to ski in my life was last Sunday, and believe it or not, I got ready. I said, hit it. I came up, round the lake, round. I didn't stumble. Didn't even fall the first time I tried it. Now, that was my first first for this week. And the next first is I'm going to try to do a song here with Elaine Rogers that I didn't see till about an hour ago. So,
Elaine? We spring them, don't we?
We do. Sure. You spring them on me.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Well, I hope I am.
So are you near-sighted or far-sighted?
I can't see, period.
We're in trouble.
We're in trouble. All right, okay. I'll get back here out of the way and you do the best you can.
I'll try.
All right.
Okay.
One, two.
Oh, what fun it's me and you walking through the zoo. Hey, look there, Daddy, do you see? There's a horse in striped pajamas.
No, that's not what it is at all.
What is it?
That's an animal people call a zebra.
Oh, I see. But it still looks like a horse in striped pajamas to me. Hey, look there, Daddy, do you see? There's a bird in his tuxedo.
No, that's not what it is at all.
What is it?
That's an animal people call a penguin.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But it still looks like a bird in his tuxedo to me. Hey, there's a fish with whiskers on.
Well, that's a seal.
Oh, for real?
Sure.
There's a teddy with two black eyes.
Oh, that's how they planned the little panda.
Look there, Daddy. Do you see? There's a cat with polka dots on.
No, that's not what it is at all.
What is
that's
it?
An animal people call a leopard.
Oh, I see. But it still looks like a cat with polka dots on to me. Hey, there's that fish with the whiskers on.
Now, that's a seal.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
There's a teddy with two black eyes.
No, that's how they plan a little panda.
Oh, there, Daddy, do you see? There's a bird with a big umbrella.
No, no, that's not what it is at all. That's an animal people call a peacock.
Oh, I see. But it still looks like a bird with a big umbrella to me. When we get home this afternoon,
you're going to run to your mama.
Yeah, I saw a fish with whiskers on, Mom.
That's a seal, though. No, you didn't.
I saw a cat with polka dots.
No,
and
that...
I saw a bird in his ducks. I did, too. And, of course, the horse in stripes with pajamas.
I wish I could remember all the things you saw. Thanks a lot, Elaine.
Saturday night here on the WGN Barn Dance, we have the Song of the Week, which is very pleasant to listen to by none other than the top hand of the cowhands, Bob Atcher. Bob?
Thank you, Archie. Tonight I want to call on the whole cast for some help here. This is a song that goes back to an old legend in Western countries. It has to do with seeing a vision in the sky. And if you happen to see yourself riding one of those horses going across the sky, it means that you're not going to be around very long. And the story is all in this song. Hello, kid.
You know, stop. You know what we could do? We could have the Johnson sisters sing this tune that Leona Frigo.
Johnny Riotis?
Yeah, he just wrote this. And I think a very, very pretty thing.
Well, let's give a listen to it.
Let's leave it up to the audience for judgment.
Here's the Johnson sisters.
What one? That Leona Frigo. Johnny Frigo.
Long enough, so let's get that wizard of the banjo up here. Jim Jam. Jim Jam Jimmy James.
Oh,
how about it?
Well, hello again.
Hi. I brought the old banjo here. This is America's only real authentic instrument, the banjo.
Yeah, that's
the only thing America has today that Russia don't want.
Don't admit to it.
I forgot to tell you, you know, we had a blessed event at our house, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Little baby girl, Joanne, 4 weeks old, she's just about that big.
Yeah.
Little thing, isn't it?
Sure.
Gosh, I've caught fish bigger than that. Well, she's a cutie, I'm telling you that. I want to say it's wonderful to be here on the WGN Barn Dance. And stand up here and look at all those faces, I'm telling you. Now, I'm telling you another thing. Some of those faces could stand looking into, dude. Now, what I mean, you got some pretty girls out there. They're all looking pretty.
Yeah.
And the boys, they're looking.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. They're prettier girls up here than where I come from.
There is.
I'm telling you where I come from. Well, you couldn't say their girls weren't pretty. You had to say they were ugly. I won't tell you how ugly they were, but we had a contest one time, a beauty contest.
Yeah.
And nobody won.
Nobody.
Well, I'll take that back. We had a beauty contest, and my girl came in second. I was so proud of her. She made it second.
Who came in first?
Elsa Maxwell.
No.
Came in first. No, I'm not here to run girls down. I tell you, what I saw the other day, I think a lady can do anything a man can do. I went into a barber shop, and there was a woman barber. She was shaving this old man just as fast as you please and doing a wonderful job. But pretty soon, a little mouse ran across her ankle, and you should have seen the funny look on that old man's face after his head stopped rolling. But I'm not up here to talk. I'm going to play a few numbers on the banjo. I heard you folks singing out there, and I know you're going to want to vocalize when I play. So if you know the words to these things, please keep your mouth shut. I don't like people singing when I'm playing. I'm going to ask Jimmy. No, I didn't mean that. I just joked. Jimmy Hutchinson, my old buddy, is going to join me here on a little medley, and we hope you like it. Something like this. I'll give you four.
Jimmy Hutchinson.
Dolph, why don't you kind of calm things down with a little sweet song here? I heard you singing one a while ago that's real pretty. Dolph Hewitt, ready?
Yeah, I've got a tune here, Archie, that you've used to feature this, and I think Gene Autry introduced this on the barn dance many, many years ago.
Right,
Tears on My Pillow. Tears on my pillow each morning. I cry when I dream about you. When I should be sleeping, I just lie there weeping, wondering if you're weeping too. I'm trying so hard to forget you, but that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, that I've shed over you. Thank you.
that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, tears that I shed over you.
Thank you, Dolph Hewitt. I saw that.
Yep, here he is on our steel guitar, Tiny Murphy.
Stay tuned now for more great Saturday night entertainment on the WGN Barn Dance, right after we bring you up to date with 5 minutes of the latest news, right here on WGN Radio, first in sound, first in service, first in sports. Farmers who've compared yields know it's good business to
plant the most famous name in corn.
Hi, Bob Answer once again welcoming you back to more great Saturday night entertainment here on the WGN Barn Dance. The next portion of the Barn Dance is brought to you by Darling's Soil Builders for the farm, Darling's Mineral Feeds, and Darling's Triple Action Lawn Food for the home. Remember that name, Darling.
Alman, let you left hand right, the other right, and let Grand Promenade it when you come around. Let me put up a little bow down, let me give it a walk.
All right,
boys. And now, here to take over the reins once more on the Barn Dance is our good friend, the top hand of the cowhands, Bob Atcher.
Thank you very much, Rocky. I have an old, old, old-time song that I'd like to sing for you that has sort of a sad story. This is one of those my grandfather used to sing to me. And because of the time problem we have tonight, I'm going to leave out the middle verse. To those of you who know it, it isn't because I don't know it. It's because we don't have time to do it. It goes like this. Why are you sad, Papa, my darling? Why are those tears falling today? Why do you look at me so strangely? Have I done wrong? Tell me, I pray. Oh, no, my child, you are an angel. There's not a heart purer than thine. Only I fear sometime you'd leave me, just as your mama did there from a time. There'll come a time someday when I have passed away. There'll be no papa to guide you from day to day. Some years ago will I remember your mother child left home one night. She fled, alas, fled with another. 'Tis the old tale vanished from sight. 'Twas but a year back to the old home. She came to die, yes, baby mine. That's why I fear sometime you leave me, just as your mama did. There'll come a time, there'll come a time someday when I have passed away. There'll be no papa to guide you from
the man you will. Always remember my story. There'll come a time.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure that every farmer is aware of the importance of proteins for the health and growth of his livestock. Well, here at the mighty WGN organ is Harold Turner, and he wants to play for you the Hills of Old Wyoming. Thank you very much. Harold Turner at the organ and Hills of Old Wyoming. Friends, next Saturday night, our Chicago Cubs will be playing baseball in Cincinnati with the first place Cincinnati Redlegs in a night game that will begin with the leadoff man show at 7:50. So we'll be back with you 2 weeks from tonight on July 22nd. Meanwhile, be sure to listen to Jack... The Wabash Moon is... Elaine Rogers.
Rogers singing for us, Wabash Moon. I never saw so many sleepy people in my life. She was singing with her eyes closed. Johnny Prigo playing the fiddle with his eyes closed. Well, I tell you, these bright lights have got everybody. Say, folks, I don't have to tell you the problems that every farmer has getting his animals to eat minerals the approved way, by free choice feeding. Well, sir, that problem has gone by the boards now with Darling's 6% phosphorus mineral mix. Your livestock must eat it, or you get all your money back. Yes, simply return the unused portion to your dealer and get your refund. But the Darling people know that this isn't at all likely to happen, because Darling's mineral mix is formulated with one-half special steamed bone meal, nature's finest source of phosphorus and calcium. No artificial flavoring. It's all feed. Your hogs, beef cattle, dairy cattle, calves, sheep, or poultry will really go for Darling's mineral mix. You know, animals can regulate their consumption of this palatable mineral so that they can get just the right amount for their individual needs. It's the right way and the economical way to feed mineral. Darling's mineral also comes in easy-to-use, weather-resistant blocks, if you prefer. And you can get them at Gutwein Milling Company at Francisville, Indiana, or at John A. Vanderbos and Son at Zeeland, Michigan. Friends, this past portion of the Barn Dance was brought to you by Darling and Company, makers of farm fertilizer since 1882. Darling also makes Darling's mineral feeds for livestock and Darling's triple-action lawn food for the greenest grass you've ever seen. Coming to the microphone now with his fiddle. First time in some little spell. Dolph Hewitt, the king of the barn dance, and listen to the mockingbird. Thank you.
brought his fiddle to the barn dance tonight and just played for us Listen to the Mockingbird. Say, are you thinking about having a new home for yourself? Well, have you got all the money in the world so that you can just throw it away? Or do you want to make every penny count? Well, sir, if you'd like to make every penny count, you can't afford not to come out to our community and take a look at those wonderful Weathersfield homes. Out in Schaumburg, Illinois, there's a brand new subdivision being built by the Campanelli brothers called Weathersfield. The Campanelli brothers are New England's largest builders. Now, these men of proven integrity and vision are converting the rolling countryside of Schaumburg into a residential area of which the entire area can be proud and is proud. Homes blended in the most attractive way that you could imagine. Come on out to Weathersfield in Schaumburg. Tour through the many models and then stop at the office where you'll be happy with the answers to any questions you may have. You'll find terms that you can meet on homes that range from 50... Chant, sung for us by Ruth and Edith, the Johnson sisters. Now let me tell you what you get in just one of the Weathersfield homes. Take the Braintree model. Here is a medium-priced home. This home has already been acclaimed as the best-designed split-level home in this area. It has three nice bedrooms, large living room, huge playroom or family room, and an oversized two-car garage with double concrete drive, patio stone walks, underground wiring, natural gas heat, GE furnace out there. And right now, it turns out to be my turn to sing our sacred song for the close of our show. And I would like to do an old favorite, one that I used to sing when I was a youngster, called Precious Memories.
Flood my soul.
Don't forget, friends, tomorrow is Sunday. We hope that each and every one of our good listeners will attend the church of his choice. Take advantage of the fact that you live in the United States of America. Take advantage of those freedoms that you have. Freedom of religion is one of your greatest. By all means, don't lose it for the fact that you haven't been taking that advantage. We've been happy to have had you with us tonight, wherever you are. And we certainly hope that 2 weeks from tonight, you'll be back with us here with the Big Barn Dance. But don't forget, next Saturday night. Next Saturday night, there's a great big doubleheader between our Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Redlegs. And right here on this station, you'll be able to hear Jack Quinlan and Lou Boudreau give you blow-by-blow description of it. We'll be back with you 2 weeks from tonight with the Big Barn Dance. Until we see you, we want to wish you the best of everything. And now, on behalf of the whole cast, this is Bob Atcher saying good luck and good night.